Okay, welcome everyone. We're holding Siman Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Ches. We are a little bit behind, although it's a very short page today, so we should be able to catch up easily. Page Kuf Nun Aleph. We're going to finish today Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, and tomorrow we will be back in shul regular time. We are back home to start Siman Shin Chaf Beis. Okay, Zok the Machaber Sif Yud Ches. Ain sharing is a chiltis, you cannot soak chiltis, a type of vegetable, not in lukewarm water or in cold water. It used to be that they would soak this chiltis in the water for refuah, medicinal purposes. But you could take the chiltis, put it into vinegar, then dip your bread into it. Now, what's the difference? What's the shop that you cannot soak it, but you can put it into chametz? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Zok the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Ayin Aleph, l'shroisei lerefuah. You cannot soak it for refuah. They would drink this water that the chiltus was soaked in to treat a heaviness of the heart. So the Mishnah Berurah does not explain what the reason why you're allowed to put it into the chametz, but let's see a little more, and the next Mishnah Berurah will hopefully help us. Hayashari, if you know what, if you look at the Bir Halacha, he'll explain for us the Bir Halacha on the Divrei Maskil Pitay. Right, the Mechaber said you can't soak it in the water, but you could put it into the chametz and dip your bread. So the Bir Halacha says on the Divrei Maskil Pitay, the Ein Kan Heker Shulei Refuah. Now, when you just dip your bread, there's no heker that you're doing it for refuah. Shakala Shana Ada Noyig, all year long you dip your bread. Gamkin, even if your intent is for refuah, but you're doing something which is normal, we're going to call Michael Briam. Again, we're introducing concepts that we'll see Be'arichos in Siman Shin Chav Ches and Hilchos Refuah on Shabbos. But the iser to take a medicine on Shabbos is a gzera called Shchika Samamana. Maybe you're going to grind the ingredient or the drugs that are used for the medicine, the herbs, and that is going to be the malacha of toichin. Now, if you're doing something for medicinal purposes, but it is Michael Bream, it's something which regular people eat, you're eating an orange because it has vitamin C, that is going to be okay. Michael Bream does not bechalal have the image, does not appear like refuah, and there's no gzera over there. So that being the case, we're saying here you cannot soak the chiltis, but you can put it into chametz and dip the bread into the chametz, because that does not have the appearance of refuah. It's Michael Bream, and therefore there would not be a gzera. If it already was soaked the day before, you're allowed to soak it on Shabbos. Now, why would you soak it twice? If it already was soaked yesterday, why would you soak it again? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkan Ayin Beis Lishroisei. It doesn't mean to soak it; it means to drink it. This is Michael Ksas Briam. Some people eat this, regular healthy people. So we're saying that you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos. If it was already made from Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to drink it. If there's no one in this place that does this typically when they're healthy, then it would be aser. But if you're typically healthy person would eat such a thing, then you'd be allowed to eat it or drink it also on Shabbos. There's an interesting discussion. It's brought down over here in number 116. We're saying here the concept of Michael Bream, things that people who are healthy anyways would eat or drink. There's no iser refuah. So over there it says in number 116, if someone mixes medicine into water on Friday, in a way that you can't tell the medicine is mixed in, Mishlamazam and Orbachol, you're allowed to take that on Shabbos, even if it's not Michael Bream. Let's say I have cough medicine and it's a liquid and I mix it into my Coca-Cola, then you can't tell that it's there. You would now be allowed to drink it according to Mishlamazam. You could take an Advil, you could open up the capsule, you could put the powder into your potato kugel, and you could eat it according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe argued, and Rav Moshe held no. Rav Moshe held the only time that it helps to hide, to disguise the medicine, if it's something which is typically mixed into food, And typically you mix it in right before you eat it or drink it. And now by mixing it in Erev Shabbos, you're doing a shinoi in the preparation. These typically lets you have these powders that are supposed to be mixed into drinks, and you usually would do it right before you drink it. And now I'm doing a shinoi, I'm mixing it in already from Erev Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter. But if it's a type of medicine which is not really meant at all to be mixed into food, you're just like covering it over. You're hiding it. You're disguising it. You're taking some medicine and hiding it in potato kugel. That is not going to be okay according to Ramosha. Maybe when we learn Hilchos Refuah, I'll go over the tshuva then, and we'll see exactly the svaras, what exactly Ramosha and Rosham Zaman are arguing about. Ramosha holds that just taking a pill and hiding it is not going to help. I believe even if you hide it very well by mixing in the powder, it's not going to help. It's only if it's a shina in the preparation process where it's supposed to be prepped by being mixed in, and it's supposed to be mixed in right before you take it, and you mix it in before Shabbos, that's where this heter would apply according to Ramosha. And then and Ramosha's understanding that what you're doing here is you're doing a shina, which would remind you. Now it's coming back to me. I'll have to admit I did not look over the tshuva recently. I forgot it was going to come up in today's shir, but I have seen it years ago. I think now that I'm saying it over, I think Ramosha's point is that klape other people in the Hanami, they don't see the medicine that I'm taking, but klape myself, I know that I'm taking regular medicine here. I'm just hiding it in potato kugel, and that's not good. Maybe I will come to grind samamonim and be over isotachin. Only if I do a shina in my preparation process, then it will also remind me. So if I have something which is supposed to be mixed into liquid, and I mix it in before Shabbos, so I made a shina in my preparation process. So klapi the rest of the world, anyways, it's disguised. Klapi myself, I also have a hecker, and therefore I can take it. That is, I'm just saying it off the cuff. I did not check it up inside. I believe. I think that's what his svara is, although we'll have to see it more when we get to Hilchos Refuah. But that regardless of what his svara is, it's definitely his shita. It's only going to apply by things that are supposed to be mixed in right before. Zok the mechaber weiter. Zok the mechaber weiter ve'im. It is the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth to last line, third to last word. Ve'im shasem imenu yim chamishi v'yim shishi v'tzarech l'shtoseh. If you drink it on Thursday and Friday, and you need to drink it also on Shabbos, mutter to kachu derech refuah se'le shiva yamim zerech. That's the derech of this refuah. You drink it for 7 days, one after the next. Hukach mutter l'shroisi, therefore you're allowed to soak it in cold. The litne becham, and then put it into the sun. Meneishu sakana im la'yishtim, because it's a sakana. If you don't drink it, you're allowed to make this medicine on Shabbos. So the mechaber seems to be saying over here, medicine that you started already Thursday, Friday, you're allowed to take also on Shabbos, and you're even allowed to make it. But then he sort of adds in at the end, because there is a sakana if you don't take it. And Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Ayin Gimel Mutar, where Talemra Afilu L'Shreisa, in such an instance where the person started taking it already before Shabbos, is Mutar even to soak it? Sifkatan Ayin Dalet, Shiva Yamun Tzarech Lemra could use to be Gemara, even 3 days is enough. If there's no sun, if you put it on the fire, because there's a sakana over here. Now there's a big shaila here, halacha. In the halacha, there are those that want to say any medicine that you start taking before Shabbos that has it's a regimen of more than 1 day or maybe more than 3 days, and you started already on Thursday, you should be allowed to take it on Shabbos. And I think Rabbi Yashiv holds that way. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger seems to hold that way. And Ramosha argues, and Ramosha says no, even something which you start before Shabbos, there's no heter to continue it on Shabbos, even if you're taking it from Sunday. The only heter would be if there is some element of a you are a chayla shemer sakana who's anyways allowed to take medicine, or obviously if there's a sakana, then you're allowed to do it, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to say here anyways, that there's some sort of element of sakana, or the Mechaber really said there's some sort of sakana over here. But in the case where a person only has a mechish, he only has a slight pain to the point where he's not allowed to take medication on Shabbos, just because he started taking medication before Shabbos, 2, 3 days before, Ramosha holds that would not be a heter to continue. although Rabbi Yashiv does hold that you would be allowed to continue. And again, I'm going to kick the can down the road. When we learn Hilchos Refuah, both of these sugyas, both the sugya of mixing in medicine to food and the sugya of medicine that you started taking a few days before Shabbos, can you continue? Will both come up over there. We'll do a much better job at it over there in its proper place. So I'm going to push it off till then. The basics are, like we said, Rav Moshe's Machmer and both of them. Rav Moshe only allows you to mix in medicine that really is supposed to get mixed in, and you're doing it in a Shina, you're doing it earlier. And Rav Moshe holds it does not help to take medicine before Shabbos and to continue. Someone who has strep throat, that is a chayla she'en bo sakana at least. See, anyways, can take the medication, so therefore that would not be relevant. But let's see now, sif yutes. Different types of vegetables that were crushed erev Shabbos and mechusarim dicha, if they're missing the high level of crushing, asa ligmar dichasim Shabbos, you cannot do the rest of the dicha on Shabbos. If they're only missing the lower level of crushing, mutar ligmar b'Shabbos, you're allowed to finish it off on Shabbos. The fikach therefore mutar ligmar shchikas harifos be'etz par b'gedera b'Shabbos. Achas shemaridin oisim ala ish, you could finish off the crushing of these grains with a wooden spoon in a pot on Shabbos after you take it off the fire, because they already were basically crushed, and there's no longer an issue of teichin to crush it further. There are three levels of crushing. If they already were nidoich, they're only missing the final level of shchika. It's as if it already was finished being crushed, and you're allowed to continue finish the crushing on Shabbos. Don't do it vigorously. Do a vigor. If you do it vigorously, perhaps that would be some sort of mechzi kalash again, even though you're doing more like a teichin act over here. But similar, we had earlier in the simen, when you do things like that, it's a derech umnis, or it's mechzi kalash. It's it appears like you're doing a malacha. It's like a grain cereals v'atam. It's only missing this small amount of shchika, and therefore it's not significant at all what you're doing when you're finishing off the crushing process. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Tes Achashem Aridin Va'oida Ala Eish Yishayim Da Yishu Zemish Megis Da'alik Mevashal Va'ayin La'ilsim And Shin Yechesef Yechesef Mashak Sam Dusham That Yishayim to stir it, even fully cooked food on the fire, would be an Isser of Megis, the Shita of the Kolboy that we discussed over there in Simen Shin Yeches. Zog the Ramah Hagah Umutu La'achlek Ha'oichel B'Shabbos, you're allowed to smooth food on Shabbos. Le'hava B'zeh Mishum Memachik, there is no iser memachik. Koyel ve'efshar le'echav aloyze, since you could eat it anyways, therefore there's no significance to this memachik, and it would not be aser even with the rabbanon. However, mikamakim ha'machmir v'maychol shol tapuchim v'chadayim v'shadayke v'kach, someone who is machmir on foods like apple foods and stuff like that, tavei ala bracha, he will get bracha if he is machmir. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So kol ha'pei mishum memachik. Hayno d'shaiva v'zefes v'chiyetzim hem edvar ha'mes marachim, wax and tar. These things you can smear them. If you smooth them, we're talking over there about the wax plug for the barrel. You didn't do anything. It was edible without smearing it. If you could not eat the food without smearing it, then it's aser. There's ibud meder abonon on food. There's memachik meder abonon. The efshir the afilu la'isa suda aser won't help even if it's for that suda, and therefore if you have food which is not edible unless you smooth it, then it will be aser meder abonon. Tavi ala bracha ulamareach tapuchim uvushalom ala lechem hodin shuma mechema vade shari, to shmir cooked apples or fat and butter, that's for sure going to be okay. These are things that the Bir Halacha explains. Anytime Zok der Amo, weiter. Zok der Amo. Also, Likleif Shuman Ubitzelim Kishakulif Lahaniach, a person cannot peel onions and garlic when they're doing it for later. Avalechala Alta Shari, but peeling for immediate use is not considered Bayer. We learned this once before in Ochas Bayer, that even though you're taking off the Pselis from the Eichel by taking off the peel, since the one Mahalach was, there's no other way to get to it, or this is the normal way to get to it, therefore that would be okay. Zuck the Mishnah Brewer, as long as you're doing it, La Alter, to eat right away. Zuck the Mishnah Brewer, Sivka and Pei Gimel, Niklaif, Mishnah Brewer, Ukushem Shiva Brewer, Mikalina Lael, Kushabara Eichel, and Pselis, Samach Lasuda, Kain Huadim Bazet, even though over here it's Pselis from Eichel, we're still Makel. So too, apples and nuts and same halacha, and it's not clear exactly what the chiddush is. Any type of food, if there's a peel, you could take off the peel. Samach l'suda. The next three lines are actually rather difficult, but let's try them. If you're opening a plum and you throw out the pit, hakashim, the hard pit, and you're not eating the plum immediately, have a bitter because you're taking out. Now you're taking out the pit. The chayra is pselus from eichel. So the only reason why it would be a havminin that you could eat it over here, even if you would do it for immediate use, would be somehow the svara of the peels would have to apply. This is the normal way to eat it: is you open up and take out the pit, or because it's mechubar, which was a svara that was suggested earlier in Simon Shinya test, but not really lechatchila svaras. So it's a little hard to understand why it's mashma that if you do it for immediate use, it would be mutter here. Not so poshut like that in Simon Shinya test. With the pukhan so to my apples, Lachara would be also if you're taking out the apple seeds and you don't plan on eating the apple right away. Avamiyadla, if you're doing it for immediate use from your hand to your mouth, that would be okay. And again, this is also a little bit shvar because miyadla peh, the halacha and shinya test was that you could drink through a cloth into your mouth. That's called that the bitter is happening while you're eating. But if you're doing it on the table, you're taking out the bones from the fish and then putting the fish in your mouth. That we pass in the chumrah. There was a bir halacha. That's not called. That is called bayra, and that's a problem. So he's a little shver. The Sharatzian points out that this tushal here is a little shver. The afshar afla is the suda shver. Maybe it's even mutter for that suda. Over here, the bir halacha is the Mishnah Berurah is referencing an old svara, something that's mechubar. There's no bayra on that. You could take the eichel from the pselus, and there's no bayra on that, which again was not a lechatchila svara. So these are difficult lines, the last few lines over here. I don't know what to make of them for right now. I will just say outside what he said. The Mishnah Berurah did say over here that if you open up a plum and you throw out the hard pit, so if you're planning on eating the plum later, that's going to be a problem. Mashma, if you would do it for immediate use, it would be okay. Tzarech Ian, why that would be so, unless you wanted to say that that's the normal way it would be to take the pit out. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues where he doesn't say that, for immediate use would be okay. He says miyad lepeh, and he shtells to the Sharatzin and Shivkan Tzadiches. He shtells to a halacha which is more than miyad, which is more than just miyad. It's actually going straight from the table into your mouth, which is a more immediate than a typical miyad that's necessary. And there he says maybe it would be mutter, which is a shvaratzusha we said because even there in Sif Tezayin and Shinya Tes, it's not talking about taking from the table to your mouth. It's talking about pouring directly into your mouth. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and perhaps even for that suda would be shari, it doesn't have to be miyad lepeh. And what he means to say, and this is the diyuk from the first part of the Mishnah Berurah, that la'achas man's a problem, but for immediate use would be okay. And what's the svar in that? The chari, you're taking out the pselos from the eichel. So either the pshat is because this is the normal way to do it, which is a little bit shver, or there is a svar earlier in the long sharatzi in the Siman Shinya Tesef Dalid that things are mechubar. Then there would not be a problem of pselus from eichel, which again was not a lechatchila svara. So what are we coming out of here in today's shir halacha lemaisa? Not so much, not too many words to read, but rather complicated finish to a very complicated siman. It's going to get easier from here on. Rabbi say it's going to get easier. So today we learned, we touched upon hilchos refuah. I did not want to get too involved in it because it's really shalobim kaimai. But there is a concept called Meichel Briyim, things that are normal to eat. There's no gzeira of refuah. There's a concept of, according to some shitas, mixing in medicine into food. We'll have to wait to learn the parameters of that halacha in Siman Shin Chav Ches. There's a shaila about medicines that you start taking before Shabbos if you can continue taking them on Shabbos, even if you're not a chayla she'en bo sakana, and you only have a mechish, can you continue the medication on Shabbos? And then we discussed the halacha of mimareach. You're allowed to spread things onto bread if you're just doing it to cover the entire piece of bread. If you're doing it to make it look smooth, like you have a cake and you want it to look smooth, that is, I believe, a problem. I don't remember now what the issue is exactly. If it's mimareach, mimachik, or it's some sort of, we'll have to hold off with that for a later point. But definitely, if all you're doing is spreading the cream or the butter, and you just want to get it from place to place, that would be okay. If you have food which is not edible until you smooth it or smear it, then it will be asam and rabbanan. And then we discussed, here's the actual place where we discussed the halacha of peeling. Peeling foods is not beir, as long as you do it for immediate use. And then the Mishnah Berurah discussed at the end, taking out the hard pit from the plums. And it's not clear exactly why he wanted to suggest svaras lahakal over there. The chayyur, you're taking out the pesalos from the eichel. What's the heter? Tzarechian. We'll stop over here. Mazel tov on finishing the hard siman and really finishing the Iker Melacha Shabbos. Now we're going to go on to Siman Shin Chav Beis. Din Noilad, Shin Chav Gimel will be some different Yisuri Derabbanan on Shabbos. Shin Chav Dal will be taking care of your animals. Chav Hei will be a more Amir La'akam. And then we'll move on to Rechitza and Refuah. Emir Tzashem, Vayter tomorrow, back on Shul Live. Looking forward to seeing you then. Have a good night.